Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Cling film is used every day on our supermarkets to keep food fresh, but it is a plastic-based product. Insulation panels are also used in construction every day, but are petroleum-based products. How do we find substitutes that work? They are just two examples of the work being carried out on both sides of the border as part of a cluster of companies called BioDirect. If successful, it could create some very valuable products and companies on this island. And Stephen Barry Hannon is the project manager with BioDirect and joins us from County Kerry. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak today.
No problem. Remind us what exactly BioDirect is.
BioDirect is an all-island initiative. It's funded by Intertrade Ireland's Synergy Programme. The overall aims are to foster cross-border collaboration and also to foster cross-sectoral collaboration. We targeted agriculture, textiles, construction and packaging.
And So you want a little bit more bio-based products in everyday products?
Yes. So we had four roundtables. So we had construction. So we had leaders across all of those in those sectors I mentioned before, and they told us about their sustainability, blocks and challenges. And then we all had a discussion about what products and ideas could we come up with to replace. Petroleum-based or wasteful products or environmental damaging products. So we're opening this up to SMEs, researchers, solution providers, and tech providers to provide ideas and solutions for the issues that they're facing.
And will they get money from you guys if they do come up with some sort of solutions for these products?
There are a lot of partners involved in this: Intertrade Ireland, Ulster University, Queen's University Belfast, Tech University of the Shannon, MTU, and there's three clusters. So some will get money depending on what the solution is. Some people might not even need money. They might just need a bit more marketing opportunities, or they could be put directly in touch. So some will go after funding for some of the solutions. Some of them will be project research for, PhDs, and then there'll be also advisors, or we'll put them in touch with investors. And plus, these are fairly major companies, which we can get into in a second, that the solutions will be put directly in front of them, and they can work out ways to bring those ideas and products to the market.
Now, I mentioned cling film and insulation panels as good examples of stuff that you're working on. How close are we to an Irish company finding decent substitutes for these everyday products?
Yeah, very close. So as I work for the cluster, we've over 60 members who are working on different ideas from the bioeconomy and circular economy. Kingspan, who are actually involved in this, already have a hemp core product for some of their insulation, and they're looking to us and to reach out to the SMEs and all these researchers that I mentioned. They have a whole biomaterials research team. So they'll be looking at things like hemp, wood fibers, mycelium, and things like that. And then with Dawn Meat, who are looking at this new recyclable film, there's a research center in Tooce, and we work on that as well, and using recyclable plastics. So there's a lot of these SMEs and companies that have loads of these really clever ideas. And we're just looking to kind of connect the dots.
Okay. And cling film, for example, we see it every day in the supermarkets. And, people can see the product that they're going to buy, and it keeps it fresh. It doesn't let air in. Would you be talking about some sort of biodegradable substitute for cling film?
Yeah, we're looking at biodegradable opportunities there, but also using ones that are, recyclable as well. So coming from a recyclable source.
Okay, now you've set 10 challenges for companies to be more sustainable. Without naming all 10, can you give us, the two most important?
I suppose the two, there's a few there. Well, there's one, there's ABP Food Group, there's kind of a Northern Irish now and a Southern Ireland strategy on anaerobic digesters and what products can come out of that. So that's what their challenges and supply chain issues. And then the Kingspan one I really like as well, and the Ulster Farmers Union. Kingspan is, they're moving all of their, they're trying to have more sustainable and locally sourced biomaterials for their insulation and construction products. And Ulster Farmers Union, I know you missed it to mention too, but Ulster Farmers Union, which is the equivalent to the IFA, they are looking to create a digital support tool for farmers, both north and south, where they can reduce the use of their fertilizers, because we can see that farmers, you know, they have a lack of kind of resources, and they, you know, when a certain season comes about, they just blanket kind of a lot of their fields with
fertilizer.
This would be a digital solution to help them reduce that.
Okay. And what kind of alternative is there to fertilizers? Is it, again, a kind of a hemp-based thing?
No, well, this is a digital support tool where the farmers will be able to look at the app and be able to see today isn't the right conditions for this field or this crop to put that fertilizer down. So this will dramatically reduce their costs and reduce the amount of fertilizer that they will be putting out.
Now, you mentioned that
open that up to digital people and land kind of experts.
Now, you mentioned Intertrade Ireland. That's the cross-border body which hopes to kind of foster trade on both sides of the border. Is the Dublin government throwing in money into that as well?
We're Enterprise Ireland funded as well, and so would the other clusters be. So we see what the funding mechanisms that come out every year, both north, south, and in Europe, and we will be using those funds to as a bespoke way to help these solutions come forward.
All right.
Because we have such large companies involved in it, and we have so many partners, we're all kind of experts at drawing down funding or creating new projects to realize these solutions.
Best of luck with it, Stephen. And the cross-border element is so important, of course. That's Stephen Barry Hannon, the project manager with BioDirect.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.